Yes, good morning. This is Brother Marlon here again. Thank the Lord for new days. I want to thank each one for participating, and I thank each one for having their interest. I pray that just pray that God would strengthen each one of us through these. I know as I'm sharing it, it brings a deeper commitment in my own heart to walk with me on our Lord Jesus Christ. This morning I'd like to share something that really struck me here recently. And that is out of Matthew 13, verse 13. Another parable spoke to you, speaking unto them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and put in 3 measures of meal, till the whole was leavened. And I really had to ponder, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven. When you read the word leaven in the Bible, it usually means evil. And I was trying to think out, why would the kingdom of heaven be evil? But then I began to do some research, and then I realized that this kingdom of heaven is actually the church here on earth. So that we could read it this way, the church is like unto leaven, it's like unto evil, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal, so the whole was leaven. And basically what it's saying is, the church here on earth is corrupt. As the end times come, the pure church that Jesus is wanting is no longer. It's full of corruption, full of leaven. And it's so bad that the entire church is becoming corrupted. The entire church is turning into leaven. That it no longer is a true witness. It's all corrupted. And as I really just stopped and pondered that, I said, well, what makes the church corrupted? What makes the church full of leaven? The church is made of individuals. The church is me and you. Am I corrupted? Do I have leaven in my life? Now we do know that there is going to be a pure church, that there is going to be a pure bride when Jesus returns. We do know that there is going to be some people left, some people who did not falter, some people who did not give into the corruption of this world. But as a whole, you can see in the churches that the people are backsliding. The people, the modern day churches, they're accepting divorce, remarriage, they're accepting non-existent. There are many things they're accepting as good. They're just accepting gays and lesbians. And we know that those aren't right. We know that those are wrong. But the church, the leaven, is coming into the kingdom of heaven. The church, the sin, the leaven is coming into the kingdom of heaven. But now what I want to do is take a little bit of a personal look at this instead of just saying, oh, that's the church out there. Take a look into ourselves, because the church is made up of me and you, like I said earlier. And if we have leaven in our life, we're going to become corrupt. We're going to be the ones who are corrupting the church. So it's very important that we walk through each day, trusting God to show us our weaknesses, trusting God to show us where we have sinned, trusting God that He will be faithful to show us where we have sinned, and then we are faithful and we repent of our sins and turn away from our sins so that we can have a pure church, a church that loves God, a church that serves God, and one that will be ready for Him when He comes back, or me as a person will be ready for Him when He returns. If I would die, that I would be ready to go with Him. Well, God bless you and have a wonderful day.